Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're very excited about celebrating our 15th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for allowing me to be a little extra obnoxious this week. And but I'm, as I say, I'm using it as an example of how you can do it too. You can make sure that you don't miss an opportunity to celebrate a milestone. We don't get that many in small business, and you should take advantage of all of them. Tim Berry has been helping me celebrate a lot of milestones. He's coming up in January will be his 15th anniversary with us. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the founder of Palo Alto Software. They're the folks who make Business Plan Pro, and one of the smartest guys I know. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim, and congratulations, too.
Thanks, I appreciate that. And folks, as you've heard me say before, Tim's forgotten more about business planning than any of the rest of us will ever know. Tim, I would like for you to, in the spirit of our anniversary here, let's go back to basics. And one of the things that I'm really proud of you for is, even though you could be a business planning egghead if you wanted to be. But you have that ability. But the thing I like about what you've done is you've continued to simplify business planning as things have gone on. Instead of going bigger, in terms of, more in the weeds, you've actually made things simpler. And I appreciate that about you. And I want you to help us simplify things today.
Good, good. I like that, because today we could talk about what everybody, even the smallest business, can do, let's say, instead of or in lieu of or in the place of a business plan, to have business planning and better management. So let's talk about the planning that everybody ought to do. And I have just four understandable, simple, concrete things that everybody in business ought to do that together are business planning.
All right. And
four things.
And I like the way you and I've talked about this before. A lot of times people think of the business plan, they get a little bit intimidated, because then they think, oh, I've got to make something. But what you focus on is planning, which is the building blocks. That's the things that you do that ultimately wind up with a plan. But planning, actually, it can be fun
and useful in management. And the reason I focus on the planning is that during the three decades that I've been dealing with this, the whole discipline has changed. It's become much more fluid, flexible, and we all realize in business planning that no business plan has ever been right. They're all wrong.
That's right. All projections are wrong.
So you want the planning, because with projections being wrong, they are still extremely useful, because management becomes like walking is losing balance and gaining it again. How were they wrong? In what direction? And what do we do about it to stay on course?
Mm-hmm.
So planning is vital, but the plan document becomes less and less common. So that's why I talk about planning, because everybody ought to be doing it.
All right. What's the first topic?
The review schedule. Number one, these are four things that you need to make it useful planning. It starts with what day of the month, every month, are we going to meet, or I'm going to meet with myself, to look at how the plan was wrong and what management that inspires in us.
To compare, as you said a thousand times on the show, plan to actual.
So that review schedule, for me with my company, as it grew from 0 to 40 people, everybody knew that on the third Thursday of every month, we would meet and we'd review plan versus actual. It would be a short meeting, an hour or two. We used to do it at lunch. We'd bring in lunch because everybody has to stop for lunch. It doesn't have to be a big deal. But you start setting your review schedule because it changes the utility of the plan for anybody involved with it. And this is even if you're just a sole practitioner by yourself. Third Thursday, oh, yeah, I need to go back and look and figure out plan versus actual, what happened.
This is what I said I thought we could do, and now here it is a month later. This is what we actually did, and what can I learn from how I projected, and what can I learn from how we performed?
Yes, definitely.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
Tim Berry's our guest. TimBerry.com, by the way, folks. Check out that website. You're going to want to keep up with Tim. He's, as I've told you before, one of the smartest guys we know. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.